Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Maroon 5. So I mentioned it before we broke. Outside Lands is coming, everyone. And this is your chance to get in on Eager Beaver tickets. So call 800-400-FM-97 right now and be caller 97. You'll instantly win a pair of three-day tickets to Outside Lands 2019. It's going to be in August, the 9th through the 11th in Golden Gate Park. Outside Lands Eager Beaver tickets go on sale tomorrow. That's this Thursday, tomorrow at 10 a.m. at sfoutsidelands.com. But again, you've got a chance to win the three-day tickets, the Eager Beaver passes, right now. Caller 97, 800-400-FM-97. And these tickets will continue to be given away on the fives at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Also, later today. So you'll have a chance with Jane later today, and she's got
James Bay
tickets, yeah, as well.
Jane, you're playing a game called Call not to get by his real name.
It's just right. Not the same without Sarah.
I gotta hear the Jane part.
Jane!
She's on this afternoon. Check Jane out.
She's already here this morning.
What?
Yeah. She probably left early trying to avoid traffic because it's such a nightmare out there today.
That game conference.
You think that's it?
Who knows?
Well, that, the rain.
Yeah. That's true, yeah.
All the stuff.
Or she's got some meeting with some big wig or some rock star.
Right.
800-400-FM-97. That's the number you're calling right now for those Outside Land tickets. Mm. It's also the number you can text. 707 says, where the heck is Sarah? She's sick, okay?
She's ill.
She's got the flu or something, and we're hoping she'll be back tomorrow. 510 has texted in, I didn't realize I had postpartum depression after my daughter was born until I stopped nursing and started feeling like myself again. I nursed her for 2 years and just thought that it was a tough period of parenting. Yeah, it's a trip how that affects people. And having watched it happen to my partner, I was like, I can't get through. We're not connecting, and mm-hmm. I want you to get help. And it's just, she just felt too busy and had too many things, and she just couldn't step outside it and go, something's wrong. You're right. Something's wrong with me. And it wasn't her fault. It was postpartum.
Your body's going wacky.
So, and I mentioned that because there's a new drug the FDA just approved, and then people texted in and said, it's so expensive, no one will be able to afford it.
No common
I don't know
person.
If that means insurance won't cover it. You'd think insurance would cover it.
It depends on, is it experimental? It depends on a lot of legality things.
415 says, hey guys, I was trying to find the details about this year's summer thing. When is it and who's playing?
Mm. Oh.
How
would you like to take that, Vinny?
That show went away a few years ago and hasn't mm-hmm. come back. We're hoping that Entercom, the company that bought us, that they decide to bring it back at some point. But right now, there is no summer thing.
No summer thing and no
Now and Zen.
Yeah, those were so fun. I love those daytime concerts. That's why I like Outside Lands so much, too, is because it's daytime and I could go party in the day in the park.
And it's Golden Gate Park, for crying out loud. Uh-huh. I mean, it's such a cool thing. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Let's see here. 707 says, I figured out I had postpartum depression with my second child when I was in therapy for my divorce a year later.
Mm.
As I was talking about how I felt when my son was a baby, my therapist pointed out to me that it was postpartum depression.
A divorce and a brand new baby.
Rough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the old man should get a dime back. She didn't prey on him. He willingly gave her that money and got a video show in return. He's just bitter because his relationship with someone who could be his granddaughter wasn't real. It's disgusting that he even wanted that with someone so young. She didn't take advantage of him. His creepy efforts just didn't pan out, so his ego is bruised. That's right. The story that I told you was this older man who'd given this lady almost $500,000 over the course of 10 years. He's suing. He filed last Friday and is saying, alleges financial elder abuse, theft, fraud, negligent misrepresentation, false promise, and undue influence. He's speaking unspecified damages.
And he started sending the money in 2009, right? So this is supposed to be his last year of payment for $45,000 each year. And so I guess it's at the end and he's like, oh man, this
what do I get now?
Right. It's all
well,
over
the
now.
Part I don't like is her saying that she's going to tell his family.
Yeah. The blackmail part.
Yeah.
That seems wrong.
I feel like it's adult consenting stuff until that happens. And it seems wrong. I don't know why.
Everything else is acceptable.
I love how Yuzi is so appalled by the girl making fun of his ED when she's the queen of pointing the finger at small man areas.
Well, that's true, but I'm not telling their friends and family members how small.
What are you talking about? The guy whose car you beat up, you yelled... He had his friends right there.
All of his neighbors heard that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you yelled, you had a small one.
That's
and you beat
true.
Up his Camaro.
That's true.
Man, that's messed
up. I think
up.
His grandma was downstairs, too. Windows out your car.
Now his grandma knows that he has a small one, too. That's a mess.
707 says, turn her into the IRS. If the
Ooh.
Money was for services rendered, did she report it
right.
as income?
Probably not.
If it was a gift, I believe you can only give $10,000 a year tax-free.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
So there's a problem.
Huh.
Myrtle Beach is a huge attraction for the East Coast. Haven't been there since 95, but what I remember, it had a boardwalk-like place and all the hotels have ocean view rooms. Yeah, there's a Ferris wheel pictured, but that location was in the top 10
mm-hmm.
of Instagrammable spots. In
I think Sarah said how beautiful it is.
Myrtle
there.
Beach?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Someone's texting in about how to get info about the tickets they won. They'll contact you, right?
Yeah.
Our promotions
department
will get a hold of
you. I think I saw that they just won the other day. Florida...
Georgia line?
Yes, they just won the other day, and Michelle will
and
get back to you.
Dan and Shay?
Yes, exactly.
Thank you. I have some memory every once in a while.
All of us together equal one brain, so don't worry.
Good morning, Alice. I have met many good friends on Twitch and love chatting with these friends while they game or work on projects. I've become part of several gaming communities, and every year TwitchCon happens, where everyone has a chance to meet their streaming friends and hang out. This year, it will be in San Diego, and I can't wait to see my friends again. Mm. I've made so many good friends from all over the world. TwitchCon. Mm. I'd never even heard of Twitch until today.
Until Scott Budman.
Right.
Right. You, Bryn?
I've heard of it. Never hopped on.
Mm.
But maybe I should become one of those Twitch guys. I can play.
Make millions?
I already play the games, right? Why not just like let people watch me play the games?
Right.
Make some difference.
510 says, greetings from Solana Beach, Vin. I'm here for the day and wanted to know the name of the burrito place you love. Roberto's? Yeah, Roberto's Carne Asada is pretty good. Rolled tacos are pretty good too. Happy to help.
Well, what about that other place you would talk about? Remember, and it came up here? Rubio's.
Oh, Rubio's Fish Tacos.
That you used to talk about that a lot.
Yeah, I love fish tacos.
Mm-hmm.
No, but Roberto's is the
Taqueria.
Taqueria. La Taqueria Marudo.
Tortilla.
That I sort of ate at, like, I don't know, 5 days a week.
Is what you could afford.
I think that gets us... Oh my God, Vinny, watch The Sound of Music. Make it an Easter tradition with your girls. That's when it's usually on.
You'll hate it.
I won't like it. I know I won't like it.
I've never watched it either, and I don't think I would like it.
I liked it, but yeah. I was like 5 when I watched it, so yeah. I don't know how it'd be if I watched it.
People get so mad at us when we say we've never seen it. Sorry.
707 says, I watched Free Solo after Vinny's review and absolutely loved it, though I was nauseous for about 48 hours after. That is a great documentary. And yeah. What that guy does is amazing.
I was telling Vinny about it. I watched it as well. And mm-hmm. even though Vinny told me like he's still alive and he survives, yeah. I was still like sweaty palms.
Scared.
And like heart racing.
Yeah.
It was really a fun watch.
And they get some great footage of that guy.
Footage,
like
yeah.
really trippy that they got as close to him as they did.
Isn't the entire film crew all climbers too?
I think, yes, to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So they certainly aren't afraid of heights
because
right. they're getting into some pretty sketchy spots. But he's climbing El Cap. Is it El Cap?
El Capitan. Mm-hmm.
Without ropes. Just
gnarly.
Like you'd go climb a fence or a tree. He climbs a sheer rock face.
Amazing.
And some of the areas, like, it looks all flat. It's like, where are you putting your fingers and your feet? How are you? It's so crazy.
Gripping,
yeah. And he's like 1,000 feet up in the air. It's ridiculous.
it's real. He and that's a dude peaking too. That's he's in his prime. I don't know if there's another thing he can do to top that, but he's got a small window to be able to pull off feats of strength like that.
I'd prefer him not try. It's scary to watch. It's so scary.
Well, and in the documentary, they talk about how many of these climbers,
yeah,
how their careers end,
right? Mm. How their life ends.
Well, maybe he could just concentrate on public speaking appearances, a book.
I love that part where he goes, I'm like an average day a dentist. About the money.
Well,
the
that's,
goes, how much money you got?
Like, who said that?
He's doing one of those talks. You know, he goes around school.
He's talking to kids and some kid just chimes in so inappropriate. How much money do you make? And
he goes, what do you say?
He says, I probably make what, you know, like an average dentist.
Mm.
Which is good money.
It's good money, and but he also he's this guy. Free Solo's the movie we're talking about. It's a documentary. I wish Honnold.
Alex Honnold.
Alex Honnold. He has a charity. He gives a lot of the money he makes to charity, a percentage of it. So he's a pretty great guy too, but he's also so supremely focused. And I as I'm watching him have a girlfriend, I'm thinking. Well, something's going to give.
Yeah.
You can't stay that focused on climbing up stuff and have a girlfriend, too.
Yep. That's where you jump in, human.
That's why I'm
single.
Well,
I have to say, this is one of the times when you're injured, you wish you weren't single. You wish you had somebody to take care of you. So,
what?
It's true, man. Like that, you know, I've had some over the past 4 weeks. There have been moments where I've been at home. I'm like, oh my God, I am so lonely because you just can't do anything. So, you know, I'm watching YouTube videos, how to steam broccoli. I'm like, oh, that's how you do it. That's not that hard.
Steam broccoli. Not so that hard.
I was like, oh, geez, I've never done that. And then I'm like, how long do you cook a potato? But then you got to know you got to, you know, puncture the potato with forks so it doesn't explode in the oven. I'm like, oh, wow, I have no idea how that works. And then they're like, all right, what kind of oil you want to use? You got to put oil. But then I can't scrub that pan afterwards to get all the oil off of the pan.
Then you have to go back on YouTube.
Well, no, I'm about to throw that one away and buy another. They're not that expensive. They're only $4 each. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll buy a new pan every time I go.
No, you can't. You know how wasteful that is.
Well, what am I going to do? I can't get the oil off the pan.
Then you need a better pan that you don't, that is
don't
more
have
than
a dishwasher.
$4.
I don't have a
dishwasher. Tin foil down under the thing.
Well, there's toxins in the tin foil. I don't want the toxins.
Man.
And everything I cook is with distilled water.
You're going to keep sending that stuff to the landfill every time you have a baked
Not
potato?
Not every time, but like, I'll say 50 baked potatoes in when it's just all oil. It's no longer a pan.
Jesus.
It's just all, you know, codified oil. I'll be like, all right, I got to throw
freaking
that
single
all
right, use
so
pan.
Are you finally accepting resumes or what?
No, I mean, I don't want to use someone for until I get better. That'd be weak, right?
Would it?
I don't know.
Well, I'm not that kind of person.
All right. I think it's a good spot for us
All
to break.
Right then.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Here you go, Vinny.
We're on.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So thanks a lot for hanging with us this morning. I know it's weird when we're not all in our seats. Sarah's been out for the past couple. We hope to have her back tomorrow, but we don't even know. We'll wait and
I'll probably talk to her in a couple hours.
Okay, good. All right, so coming up, we do have those Eager Beaver tickets.
Yep.
Lexi's going to be in a minute, and she'll have a chance for you to win those, and also with Jane, and Jane's got the Eager Beavers and James Bay tickets. Right. So tons of reasons to hang. I wanted to mention this again real quick because I think it's pretty important that the postpartum drug that got FDA approval.
Yes.
You're right. It does cost a lot. The people who texted in. Mm-hmm. But it does look like company officials say they expect that insurance will cover the treatment. But it does include a 2-day stay at the hospital along with the medicine that you'll be taking. So it's a thing. It's 2.5 days at a medical center.
So someone had also said it's an infusion process or
transfusion
process.
I don't have that here, but I still think that in a situation that can be life or death, it's important. I'd love to see it be available to everyone who may need it.
And hopefully that stay is so they can monitor how you're taking in those drugs. And hopefully the side effects are not that bad. Side effects are always bad, though.
I rushed on air with it because I know, having had that in my life with my partner, that it was a bummer. And we only had it in the most mild way. It can be extreme. Mm-hmm. And just a real quick mention again, jennyslight.org is a race that we're doing to raise money for postpartum, and that's in May. Mm-hmm. But you can go to jennyslight.org and get signed up or make a donation.
Or we put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Okay, cool. All right, so anything else from you?
No, everybody be careful out there. And I'm actually seeing downtown San Francisco, I don't know, is it blue?
I
don't know. All right. Well, be careful in the rain today.
I see little blue breakthroughs, but it looks like the rain's going to taper today.
Yeah. There's a break tomorrow, more rain Friday, and then rain after the weekend into next week. So we're not done.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's Alice. Later.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.